Welcome back to a bonus episode of Lady Years Here. I'm Hillary.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Amy.
I'm T-Roy.
What's up? We got a bonus episode. First one we've had in a while. We've been slacking on the bonus episodes.
Yeah.
The bonies.
Yeah. Some people have been slacking in general.
Me. At me. My mistake.
I have my moments, but it's not today. It's
you don't, me. Though.
Sing it, Taylor Swift.
No.
Why are you chewing into that?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the problem, it's me. Anyway.
We can't do that. Hillary doesn't like Taylor Swift.
Hillary likes her music. She doesn't like Taylor as a person. You're welcome.
You know what I meant to tell you, though?
What?
We were talking about many episodes. March 12th, y'all did that Barbara and Anthony Bakeland. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Bakelite.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My collection is...
Let me guess, you have a connection to the story.
Barbara. Of antique fishing reels. The handles on them back then were made with Bakelite.
Plastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they just made kitchenwares.
Mm-mm.
Like Tupperware.
A couple of old tackle boxes made of Bakelite.
Oh, was it good quality stuff?
It was very popular.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, what did you think of that story?
I loved it.
Wow.
Did it change your opinion of the company?
No.
Okay.
Well. No, he just invented it. I don't necessarily know that, you know.
He didn't do the incest.
No.
She did.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She did.
All right. Were you guys ready for today's bonus episode? It's a little different.
Oh, good.
You ready, Freddy?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. In late August of 2008, 23-year-old school teacher Hannah Upp left her New York City apartment to go for a run.
Mm-hmm. Immediately. No.
God bless the school teachers.
The next day, which was also the first day of the school year, Hannah failed to show up to work.
Mm. In New York?
New York City.
Okay.
Shaka.
So. People that knew her swore that she was not the type to just blow off her job or not show up, so they tried to contact her, but they could not reach her. Her roommate hadn't seen her since the day before, and Hannah had actually left her wallet, passport, Metro card, cell phone, and purse on the floor of her bedroom, which would make sense if she were to go running.
Yeah, you, like, run you don't with need your all phone, that stuff. Though.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't go without my phone.
No, especially not
in New York.
Right. But anyway.
But she did.
She did.
We're not going to victim blame her.
Hannah's loved ones organized a large search party that combed the city for any sign of her. One of her close friends even started a Facebook page dedicated to finding her that gained over 1,200 members. The United Federation of Teachers. Are you a part of that?
I'm not.
The leader?
No.
Well, they offered a $10,000 reward for any information leading to Hannah's discovery.
That's nice of them.
But there weren't really any leads as to what may have happened. The New York Times wrote about her disappearance was, it was as if the city had simply opened wide and swallowed her whole.
Mm. See, this is why I don't run.
Right?
To get killed. They be killing in New York.
They be killing
You
runners.
Run, you get killed.
Mm-hmm.
They do be killing.
If she stay at the house.
It is kind of terrifying to think how big that city is and someone could literally just
That's
grab
what I'm
you.
Saying, too. Like, in New York City, I feel like it would be easy for somebody to
is
go.
Is it city or is it just New York?
City.
Okay, so to think about, like, how many people probably go missing? Mm-hmm. And then all they have to do is, like, come out of a bush and just snag somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I have anxiety that she left her phone.
So they had no leads, nothing. However, after a few weeks, security cameras around the city revealed multiple sightings of a young woman resembling Hannah wandering through various city locations.
Interesting.
A detective asked Hannah's mom, Barbara, to come to the police station to identify whether the woman on the camera was her daughter or not.
How old was she?
23. Sure enough, it was Hannah. Footage from an Apple store showed Hannah wearing running shorts and a sports bra, walking around the store. A man even stopped her to ask if she was the missing woman he had seen on the posters around the city, but Hannah quickly dismissed him. She was also seen in a Starbucks, and she had logged on to a public computer to check her email. She was also sighted at 5 different chains of a New York sports club across the city, where detectives presumed she had gone in to shower.
That is weird.
She was walking all around New York City as if nothing was wrong, but had not contacted any friends or family.
Maybe she just reached a point and needed some space. I get it.
But she had no funds, so that's
weird. She just
weird.
Had a living, man. It's just money. It doesn't control her.
On September 16th, 2008, 20 days after Hannah Upp vanished, pretty much, a Staten Island ferry captain saw a female body floating face down in the water near a lighthouse just southwest of the Statue of Liberty.
Mm.
The two men steered the boat toward the body and basically assumed that they were going to retrieve a corpse. I personally would not have messed with it and would have called the police.
Right.
So they steer over to the body. As they grabbed the ankles and shoulders, Hannah gasped for air and began to cry.
What?
Half of her body was severely sunburned, and she looked like she'd kind of been in the water for a while. She was immediately taken to the hospital and received treatment for dehydration and hypothermia.
So she's just floating out there.
She have a maybe psychotic break?
Yeah, maybe she's
while
going
in the hospital, doctors, investigators, and people close to Hannah learned that she had no recollection of the last 20 days. Mm. She remembered going for a run, then waking up in water.
Oh, wow.
In fact, like when she woke up, she mentioned like needing to go set up her classroom. Like a few hours had passed. She's like, the first day of school's tomorrow. I need to go set up. Oh, wow. And they're like, no, it's been 20 days. Mm-hmm. Like you're missing 20 days. Mm-hmm. She was completely unaware that that time had went by. Even after watching the surveillance footage of herself, Hannah didn't remember any of it. She told the New York Times, I went from going for a run to being in an ambulance. It was like 10 minutes had passed, but it had been almost 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
While in the hospital, she was diagnosed with having had a dissociative fugue. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Troy.
Let me hear it.
So,
fugue.
Yes. The Cleveland Clinic defines this as a dissociative fugue is a symptom where a person with memory loss travels or wanders. That leaves the person in an unfamiliar setting with no memory of how they got there. This symptom usually happens with conditions caused by severe trauma. People usually regain their memories, but almost always need mental health care to fully recover them. People with this can't remember while it's going on who they are or details of their past. The term fugue comes from the Latin word for fleeing or running away, which is why this symptom involves traveling or wandering. People who experience a fugue state usually can't recognize gaps in their memory until they have evidence. People with this symptom can unintentionally travel to specific locations or wander. Often they'll come out of the fugue state and feel confused because they don't remember how they got where they are. Mm-hmm. Fugue states can be as short as a few hours, or they can last for days or even months. When fugue states are shorter, it's harder for other people to see signs of them, as people with this might look like they're just late or absent from their usual comings and goings. When fugue states are longer, people can find themselves farther away from their usual surroundings. Mm. They may take on a new identity and build entire new lives for themselves, which can last until memories return. While I was looking at this story, it mentioned a guy who did go into a fugue for like a few years and really did create like this whole new business and life for himself. But anyway.
That's crazy.
Back to Hannah.
Yeah, I want to know what she did in those 20 days.
Apparently just went to Starbucks, got on the computer, went to some gyms. Again, this illness tends to be precipitated by trauma, but Hannah couldn't remember any traumatic events. Hannah later said to the New York Times, it's weird. How do you feel guilty for something you didn't even know you did? It's not your fault, but it's still somehow you. So it's definitely made me reconsider everything. Who was I before? Who was I then? Who am I now? Mm-hmm. Some people believed that Hannah was faking the whole thing, but her friends and family were supportive and ultimately were just glad to have her home. Hannah tried to think, did something maybe happen? Was I drugged? Was I mugged? But her memories of that time never came back. Mm-hmm. But despite not having an answer, she was ready to return to her normal life. She wanted to get back in the classroom, spend time with her friends, and just kind of get past the incident. Mm-hmm. So a few years later, Hannah moved out of New York City because she was hired as a teaching assistant at a Montessori school in Maryland. What the fuck is a Montessori school? I always hear people like, oh, Montessori school.
It's named after a lady. Montessori was her last name. And it's basically kids do what they want to do. The teacher, instead of like having lesson plans creative saying we're going to do this, You just have a bunch of things. And it's like the kids get to look over and say, oh, let me pick this up. I'm going to do this today. And let me learn about this. And the teacher kind of orchestrates it.
Okay.
Very
hands-on. Oh.
Kid.
So like, what's wrong with that?
No.
Are you supportive of the Montessori method?
I've never really been involved with it much.
Mm-hmm. You like that good old-fashioned teaching.
Good old public school.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, carry on.
She got this job in Maryland. On the first day of her new job, Hannah's mom, Barbara, was contacted by police and notified that her daughter had not shown up to work that day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed that you said she got a job as a teacher assistant. And she was a teacher.
Don't dwell on that. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just wondering, did she not kind of get back to...
I don't know.
Whatever level? Okay.
I don't know.
Is it just stress-induced? Like, she's got a new job, new responsibility.
Maybe we'll find out.
Investigators discovered that Hannah had not slept in her apartment the night before, and her wallet and cell phone were discovered on a trail, like a walking trail. One of Hannah's coworkers also claimed that they saw her driving in the wrong direction the morning she did not show up for work. 2 days after Hannah's second disappearance, her mom got a call at 10:30 p.m. from an unknown number. The woman on the other end of the line only said, "Mom, Hannah had awoken in a creek."
Girl loves water. I know.
For the second time, Hannah felt as though only 10 minutes had passed. She had gone for a run, and the next thing she knew, she was in an ambulance missing a significant chunk of time.
She knows mom's number.
She
snapped out of it.
Yeah, she apparently did, and there was like a stranger walking by, and she was like, "Can I use your phone?" Because she had left hers, remember? So after this, police were like, "Maybe we should put an, we're not in trouble, but maybe we should put an ankle monitor on you."
Yeah.
Yeah. The type that they use for people who are under house arrest. They were like, "Maybe you should have one of those." But she was like, "No," which I like, I kind of get.
I'd be scared. I'd be like, "Put it on me."
Does that one bother you, Taylor?
Put it on me.
Yeah. How do they feel, Taylor?
It's just really itchy.
Plus, you got to rent those motherfuckers.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, if I were her mom, I'd pay for it.
I can't remember how. Well, I mean, if you're in trouble, I know you do. I know this from my job, not from personal experience.
You know it from Taylor.
Yeah. But if you're a criminal, they actually charge you for it, which is good. They should. But in her case, I would hope they'd just be like, "You can have it."
Right.
But she didn't want it. She said she wanted to live freely and not feel imprisoned by her condition.
Well, bitch, well, you keep floating up in the water.
Right.
A year later, Hannah moved to St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean.
Surrounded by water on an island.
She again worked as a teacher. Hannah was living on the island when Hurricane Irma hit in early September 2017 and basically devastated the island.
Trauma.
It caused devastating damage to her new home. And a lot of people left before, even some of her family and not family, friends. And I think I said ex-boyfriend, but she decided to stay. A few days after that hurricane, on September 14th, Hannah left a note for her housemates saying that she was going for a swim on her way to school, but then she never made it to work. Nor did she come home. The following morning, her neatly folded clothes and car keys were found at a nearby beach. Her unlocked car was parked nearby with her wallet, phone, and passport all inside. Her friends searched the area for 3 days, and the Coast Guard sent out helicopters to search for her, but they eventually had to suspend the search because Hurricane Maria was coming in right behind it. So just like not even a week or so after the Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria came. Both were Category 5 hurricanes, by the way. On, I don't know if this is a different Facebook page or if they created a new one for her, the Find Hannah Up Facebook page, friends wrote saying, "If anyone sees Hannah, please go to her. She has an amnesia disorder that may be in play. If so, she may not know who she is or where she is." Today, Hannah Up remains missing. She was 32 at the time of her last disappearance.
And that was 2018?
17.
Don't you think it's weird that she wrote a note for her roommates and said she was going for a swim? Like, she didn't write notes the times before.
Good catch.
Yeah, thanks.
What's it called? Fuig? Fug?
Fugue.
Fugue.
Fugue state.
Fui.
She's fugued up.
So there was a guy that's been really involved in her search. He's an Army veteran and emergency technician. His name is Jake Bradley. He told the U.S. Sun that he believes that there are only two possibilities of what happened to Hannah. One of those is maybe she just created a new life for herself. The second one is the obvious. He thinks she drowned. Because both of her previous fugues ended up with her being in water. So he thinks that she went for a swim and possibly never made it out. He said, "I definitely think she went into the water. What happened when she got out, that's where we don't know. But the evidence shows she got in the water for sure. Because her clothes were there. You know, everything was left on the sand."
Well, and if another Category 5 hurricane came, she didn't survive that outside or in the water.
Well, that's what they were saying, too. And if she did go for a swim, the waters weren't how they usually were.
Normal. Yeah.
Like the what do currents. You call it? Currents were a lot stronger. The workers at the small bar close to where Hannah's car was found said that they had seen her that day and she didn't look like. It said that they said she didn't seem like she was acting like herself. I don't know if they knew her. Or if they were just saying she was kind of acting odd kinda for weird. A person. But they said it seems pretty clear from what they said that she went into a disoriented state and then went for a swim. And again, like he said, the oceans were doing some abnormal things current-wise after the hurricane. And because another one was coming in, she was a strong swimmer. There's even a picture of her where she's like posing and she's got a number painted on her arm. So it looked like maybe she was doing like a triathlon or something. But he's like he said, even if you're an Olympic swimmer, some of those currents are hard to fight. There were 3 and 4 foot waves in the days after.
Yeah.
he said there are a lot of uninhabited islands kind of around too. He was like, so maybe she swam to one of those and was just kind of waiting for somebody to find her. But then the other hurricane rolled in. He said, or again,
Shark Bay.
Maybe she faked her death and went and started a new life.
I don't know.
I feel like, what do y'all think?
But he said he doesn't feel like that's likely. Real. I think it's real.
I think it's real too, because the first time she was found, you know, if you're doing it for attention, you're not dehydrated, face down. And
her mom moved to St. Thomas for over a year, hoping that Hannah would show up.
Why she stayed by herself in a Category 5 hurricane?
We stay home during hurricanes.
She Category 5? I wouldn't stay in a Cat 4 anymore.
I wouldn't be home in a Cat 5.
No, absolutely not.
Not on an island. Mm-mm. I don't know. I mean,
they should have made her wear the bracelet, anklet, or whatever thing.
I feel like,
does it work in the water though?
I have no idea.
I guess it'd have to, because they shower.
But there's a difference between showering and being submerged in water.
Right.
We're going to experiment. We're going to buy you one, and I'm going to push you in the pond out here.
Oh.
She'll come up.
See, this is that picture. So it looks like she...
Yeah. She looks a little squirrely there, though. Look at that face.
She looks squirrely.
Yeah, she looks like she's a swimmer. Nice island.
That's crazy.
She's still missing.
Well, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Especially sad for story. Her mom.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting
how the brain does that to you, though?
I was going
to
say I'm surprised her mom let her move, but when you're like 20s, 30s, there's nothing really, you know, that you can't like keep your child from moving.
Well, and maybe
as much as you would want to.
Like her episodes were kind of far,
they were,
so she thought, oh okay, maybe she's over it. And I'm sure maybe she was on meds and stuff. Yeah. So mom thought she was good.
I don't know, it never mentioned. But like you said, they said the stress of starting a new school. Is starting the school year that stressful for teachers?
It is. I mean,
and it depends on your personality.
That's
too.
True. Different stress levels.
Some people are so stressed out, mm-hmm. you know.
So they think it could have been that, and then the stress from the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird story. Times.
Hey, all right. Thanks for letting me be a part.
You're welcome.
I hate Marisa wasn't here, but you know what? It's always fun.
No, you don't.
Do you?
I really don't. No, I don't. But it was fun. Probably my last episode, but I didn't enjoy it.
No, it won't be. It won't
be. That one fan is going to be disappointed.
Well, it was three fans. Now it's just one.
3,000.
Shoot, I wish we had 3,000 fans.
Well, if you're not following us, follow us on Instagram, Lady You're Scaring Us.
No, said it wrong.
It's at Lady _ You're Scaring Us.
Yeah, I mean, you can look it up.
you just type it in, it'll pop up.
It's a flower.
Yeah. I got us a new follower today.
Yeah, he did. He did. Thanks for that.
We did advertise.
Shout out to Emily.
Just get us a couple hundreds of thousands more.
They're coming.
Okay. On that note, share us with your friends. Share us with your family. Share us with everybody.
Share us with your coworkers.
Follow us on Instagram, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.